You're listening to My Devotional, the daily devotional from Dr. Michael Youssef and Leading the Way.
Speak the Truth in the Last Days by Dr. Michael Youssef. Paul charges Timothy to speak what God has already spoken, no more and no less. He urges him not to take liberty with the Word of God to massage its message, soften its hard edges, or make it more palatable to a new generation. Like Timothy, we must be faithful to the Bible, God's holy Word, in season and out of season. You may not be a pastor like Timothy was, but that doesn't mean your responsibility to share the Word is any less important. All of Jesus' followers are called to share the gospel. We're living in the last days, inching ever closer to that glorious moment when Jesus will return. For those of us who know him, we wait with eager expectation. But for the lost, time is running out. Therefore, we must act with urgency, always be relevant, and never lose patience as we share the truth of the gospel. As to urgency, we must be ready and alert, looking for opportunities to share the truth. People are dying and will spend eternity in torment. If we love our neighbors, our family, our friends, then the very least we can do is warn them. The gospel of Jesus Christ is too eternally important to be left unshared. Our message must also be relevant. Of course, this doesn't mean we change the truth of God's Word to make it more acceptable to our culture. Rather, it means we apply the truth to the personal situations of those we meet. For those who are tormented by doubt, we convince them by argument. For those who are haunted by fear, we encourage them to overcome by the power found in the Lord Jesus Christ, our sure and eternal hope. Finally, we must be patient. In these last days, the time is short, so we may feel the need to pressure people about coming to Christ, but we must remain humble, remembering we cannot save anyone. Jesus said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them." In humility, we trust God and leave the timing of salvation to him, praying always and speaking in love when he gives us the opportunity. In this growing darkness, he will make our light shine all the more brightly. Let's pray together. Father, give us deep compassion for those around us so that we will seek to share the gospel in a way that speaks hope into their lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
If today's devotional encouraged you, we'd love to hear about it. Leave a review and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it. My Devotional is a ministry of Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. To learn more, visit ltw.org today.